podcast for witches, intersectional feminists, and Wiccans alike, with a focus on current events, witchcraft, paganism, and life as a person of color, aka my day-to-day life. Before we get started, just some basic housekeeping. If I research something or have done research, it will be cited on the blog post with a corresponding title. I will be using the terms Wiccan, pagan, and witch interchangeably, but only in reference to myself because I identify with all of these titles. This does not imply that they are the same thing. And I love being able to make my podcast and blog for you all, but this podcast will sometimes contain ads to help me pay for necessities in college. If you would like to support me and my work and minimize the need for ads, please go to anchor.fm/wiccantations and hit the support button. Starting at as little as 99 cents per month, you can subscribe and help me financially. Any donations are greatly appreciated. Thank you. This is an arts and the craft episode. This means that I will be talking about witchcraft with no inherent religious or celestial affiliation. Sup, people? Hi. That was like the weakest starting ever because I'm so tired and I'm so exhausted. But the best phrase is, Merry Met and blessed be, my friends. Of course, I'm going to do my usual little personal update because I can't stop talking about myself because this is just how I connect with people. You share stories about yourself and you let them share stories about you, except you're not sharing stories with me because none of you are contacting me, but I'm not bitter at all. I'm kidding. Mostly. Sorry, I'm really tired, and so like the sarcasm and the deadpan are like in full force, so y'all are just going to get all of it. Fun fact, not from the South, but I do say y'all. Don't know why I just included that. Anyways, life is hard. Life is hard. School is hard. Things are hard. I regret that sentence after it came out my mouth. I'm taking this class called like Intro to Computer Aided Design, and it's actually one of the coolest things I've ever taken, but like my brain is kind of fried for trying to figure out how to like make three-dimensional things two-dimensional. It's a little weird, but it's very, very cool, and that's hard, and statistics is hard, and life is hard, and just scheduling things. I have a lot of trips that I'm going to be going on sometime soon. So I'm going to be, like, up and about, which reminds me that I should pre-record my Valentine's Day. Well, not Valentine's Day, to February 15th. And it's not going to be around Valentine's Day because I'm single, ready to mingle, and have no one. So you're not getting anything for Valentine's Day from me outside of, like, how to embrace your singleness through magic. But yeah, I have like a lot of trips that I'm going on within like the next 2 months, and it's actually insane, so just stressed. So here's my de-stress for the week. I'm gonna do something I've already written about. Yay! I keep on telling myself that I'm gonna make a blog, and then I keep on not making the blog, because honestly, just the time and energy that it takes to sit there and then just like type everything out, because that means like, it depends on what I'm talking about. There are certain things that I do like pre-write, so to speak, but most of this, a decent bit of what I do is also just like off the top of my head, so that basically means I have to like go back and I can't exactly like type and record the podcast simultaneously, so I'd either have to pre-write it, which takes time that I don't really have, and just like energy that I should be willing to put in, but I also like energy that I just don't have to spare compared to recording. Or, like, I'd have to go backwards and go and write down everything I pretty much said and have to actually listen to myself talk, which I also don't want to do. So, but I'm going to try for you guys. I'm genuinely going to put in the effort because I do like the idea of having alternative versions of my podcast. So, like, in case, for whatever reason, you can't listen to it, then it's accessible for people to be able to read it and have it as a resource for others. It's just so hard sometimes, and like I want to get someone to do it for me, but I'm also broke and I can't get anyone to do it for me. Like I literally just spent my birthday money getting myself shampoo, new tights because I'm a part of a singing group and it's a part of their uniform is tights, and I don't have tights because mine ripped. 1984 for one of my English classes, and Vaseline. That is what I spent my birthday money on, and that is how broke I am. So if you want to donate, shameless plug, feel free. Also on my Instagram, I have like my PayPal and stuff, my PayPal and my Cash App. So that's also an option if you want to be an amazing human and donate. But yeah, life's hard, guys. Life is very hard. Anyways, oh, I just clapped into a microphone. I'm sorry. On to the point. We are going to be talking about the Sabbats. I'm going to go with the Sabbats. I was going to do the history of Wicca, but then I'm like, I only have one book that I have this history from, and I didn't actually do any more research on it, and I don't, like, while I think Lisa Chamberlain is a very credible author on witchcraft and Wicca and such, like, I also want to be able to, like, compile information from multiple sources and be able to talk to you and be like, well, one person says this, but this other person says that, kind of have moments where you're not just, like, relying solely, putting all your coins, eggs in a basket, in one basket, so to speak. So yeah, we're gonna do the Sabbath instead, because those are a bit more universal, and those are just, like, nicer and easier to just brain, you know. So, these, to my understanding, this is based on my understanding, not entirely, like, Okay, not really based on research. It's just kind of, like, what I've picked up from places. I haven't looked this up officially, so do not quote me on it, okay? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Let me know, and I will correct myself, all right? But I believe that the Sabbats, to a certain extent, certain aspects of the Sabbats are pretty much, like, a pagan, a Wiccan, and a witch kind of thing, in the sense that, like, a part of their basis is founded in, like, the solar holidays, so basically, like, the equinoxes, which is the midpoint? Yeah, equinoxes are the midpoints where day and night are equal, and then I think solstices are the longest and shortest day of the year, depending on the season and which hemisphere you're looking at. So they're based on the solar holidays, so surrounding that aspect, I think they are something that's both, like, religious and secular, because certain things that you can do around the solstices that are based in religion, and there are other things that you can do that are, like, based in secular stuff. I'm still not 100% sure what I'm going to categorize this under, but I'm going to be addressing both for this, so we'll see how it goes. Alright, since I'm addressing both, I'm going to go in the order of the religious version, because it does not line up necessarily completely with the Gregorian calendar, which I believe is the term for, like, the calendar that is most widely used today. Yeah, not like a lunar calendar or anything. It's like, I think it's called the Gregorian calendar. Yeah. So, based on that, then the year starts with Yule, also known as the winter solstice, which is generally around December 20th, December 23rd. Actually, I should have gone into this a bit more, but, like, one of the things about the Sabbats is that because it's basically surrounding the longest day of the year, it's more of a time range kind of thing, versus, like, here's a specific date for the ones that are, like, the equinoxes and the solstice. The one in the between have a specific date, but the ones that are, like, the solstice and the ones that are the equinox are generally more of a date range to accommodate for the fact that, you know, like, the weather's unpredictable. That's why we Americans have, like, Groundhog Day. Not that I actually follow that, but, like, you know, you get the point where it's, like, you never know whether winter's gonna last longer or it's gonna be short kind of thing. But yeah, so Yule, or also known as the winter Yule, which can be short for Yuletide, also known as the winter solstice, is December 20th through 23rd. Some people consider it to be the beginning of the Wiccan year. There's also another date that people can believe to be the beginning of the year. Never mind. I'll get to it later. It's the shortest day in the calendar because that is when you have the most amount of night, which is why it's the winter solstice. Because that's, I think it's partially just like the hours of sunlight in the day, and it's partially because of daylight saving time. So because of both of those, it kind of ends up being the shortest day of the year. In the religious sense, it celebrates the rebirth of the god. And this is specifically for Wicca in coming from the duality of the god and goddess perspective, like the hone god and the nature goddess, like capital N nature, like Gaia type stuff. Although not as insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it celebrates light and its preparation for a period of rest, so the earth is resting from like the labor of giving birth to the god once again. And then it's essentially acts as a reminder that winter doesn't last forever, and light grows and will like continue to grow from this point on. Personally, I kind of take the winter solstice as a time to like kind of close out some of the bad parts and start embracing some of the good things, kind of like in the symbolic sense that like this is the last time that darkness will take up so much of your day. And that's, and it also happens to coincide with the end of the Gregorian calendar, so it's like you want to close off that year. I don't want to say on a good note, because sometimes you just need to close it on a mediocre or a bad note. It's like essential to what your situation is, but you kind of want to like, you want to have that closure. And so I take the winter solstice in a more secular setting as like just a time to celebrate the closure that that kind of the end of year brings, slash the end of year slash beginning of year brings in that like new year season, where it's like you're kind of almost resetting yourself, restarting the clock, you know. Anything else I want to say? It's another year. Christianity did adopt this holiday, which is how we have Christmas. To my knowledge, if I remember this correctly, I don't think the actual birth date of Christ is known. So, because, and also, I didn't do any research on this. This is based off what I know and what I've learned a while back. So, I have, there, don't ask me for sources, because I have none right now, okay? I might be wrong. If I am wrong, tell me. But, if I remember this correctly, what happened was that basically back during the Roman times, and during the time that, like, Rome was a big power in the Mediterranean area, as Christianity was growing in popularity, they wanted to convert people, because one of the things, key factors of Christianity, certain types of Christianity, is conversion. So basically what happened was that, like, certain holidays were adopted in the Christian calendar to be able to encourage people to convert to Christianity. So one of these holidays happened to be Yuletide, which they embrace as the birth of Christ, which is how we ended up with Christmas. And fun fact, Christ in, I believe, Greek is an X, which is why we have, like, Xmas. So you are still saying Christmas when you say Xmas. Don't think you're saying something different. But, yeah, so it kind of got adopted into the calendar and celebrated as the birth of Christ. The evergreen tree was originally a Yuletide ritual. Decorating it, I believe, was a Yuletide ritual. I'm not sure about the giving of gifts. It may have been, may have not been. I don't know. I haven't done the research on it. But there are definitely certain things about Christmas that are based on Yule. Except for Santa. Santa is not. If I remember right, Santa was started by Coca-Cola, so... Woo! Yes, next holiday, which is the one that's coming up and the first one in the Gregorian calendar. So there's nothing that happens in January, thank God, because I'm dying right now. So the first new holiday is Imbolc, which is February 2nd. So it signifies the beginning of spring, or like new beginnings kind of in general. It is a time for ritual cleansing after a period of inactivity, so kind of like, you know, the rest in the hibernation of winter. This is probably around the time when you start doing your research. I don't know anything about gardening, so again, making an assumption, but this is around the time when you start doing like research. If you like do have an outdoor garden, and like, what plants am I going to bring back, what am I going to start growing, that kind of thing. Imbolc means ewe's milk, And the holiday was also known as Candlemas or Brigid's Day, and it's also the Festival of the Maiden. Because the goddess is beginning her recovery, you know? So she's back in that, like, initial phase of her life as a young, I don't want to say necessarily naive, because you can experience a lot of things as a kid and gain a lot of experience that way without necessarily having to have the experience of time and gain wisdom from that. So just, like, young, there's someone providing for you in a sense, but you're also just, like, mostly reliant and aware of yourself in the sense that, like, there's no physical barrier to stop you from taking care of yourself, to have other people take care of you. That comes with, like, old age. And there's also no, I'm going to say kid, but there's no, like, guarantee you have to have a kid, but in the sense that, like, there's no dependent and there's no, like, motherly stage of life, which is why this is the maiden. For me, I take Imbolc as kind of, like, a time, it's basically New Year season for me, in the sense that, like, you're resetting yourself. I'm gonna have, like, good intentions for the upcoming year. I'm gonna set some goals, so to speak. Like, I did set goals this year, but, like, depending on how you do it and all that kind of stuff. And I'll do another one more in depth on Imbolc probably next week, you know, around the time. So, like, the day before. I post on Friday, so the day before. But, like, yeah, I'm gonna do another one and go more in depth on Imbolc and stuff like that. But it's, like, I think it's a good time to, like, just kind of rejuvenate yourself, remind yourself that, like, all right, you've already gotten through 1 month of this year, you have another 11 more to go, and it's, like, it's a nice balance to New Year's. So, like, now everyone's in a mass panic, like, January 1st, it's, like, oh my god, it's New Year's, I have to, like, cleanse my body, I have to, like, set all of these goals that I'm not actually gonna keep, et cetera, et cetera. And then Imbolc, in my opinion, is more time to, like, okay, I went through the New Year's panic, but now we're gonna have my actual New Year's where I set reasonable goals for myself and I'm, like, not going insane, and I acknowledge that, like, things are hard and unexpected things happen and time decides to screw you over sometimes. Pun not intended. But yeah, so that's what it is for me. Next up is we're just gonna go with it. It's also known as the spring equinox, and it is from March 20th through 23rd. So I believe, if I remember my definition of equinox right, this is another one of the days where light and darkness are split equally throughout the day. And so this is where the god and the earth both grow more powerful simultaneously. So it's both the time. So it's kind of like, it's a time of balance and harmony, kind of focusing on the growing light, you know, because the light is growing. So I think this is more a time to, like, look at the good things in your life. Astara comes from Oster, who is the goddess of spring and renewal. I don't remember what pantheon she's from. I probably should define pantheon. Pantheon I don't know how to explain it, but it's basically like a group of deities, a deity or deities belonging to the same religion, whether it's alive or not. So you could technically say all the Hindu gods, like, man, I can't remember any of them right now, so I'm just not gonna try, but, like, you could consider all the Hindu gods put together a Hindu pantheon. There's all the Greek gods would be in a Greek pantheon, Roman gods, a Roman pantheon, Egyptian gods, Egyptian pantheon. So it doesn't necessarily have to be dead. I don't know whether it has to be more than one deity or not. I don't think it does. So, like, Christianity and their monotheism, it can be a pantheon, but I'm not sure. Please look it up in the dictionary and not listen to me, because I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes, but it's okay. Talking about Astara. So yeah, it's a time of balance and harmony, focusing most of your intentions on the light, on the good things that are growing. So, like, I know sometimes it's really, really hard to be positive and to truly, like, look on the bright side. So one of the things I like to do around that kind of time is, like, make sure I'm evaluating where I am and then try to just, like, make myself happy in little ways if I can't, like, change anything big. So recently, for Christmas, I got the book Good Morning, Good Night by Lin-Manuel Miranda, And one of the things he does, it's like, it's basically a series of all the like little messages he writes to himself on Twitter, because if you know anything about Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know he's obsessed with Twitter and he never stops using it. So it's basically his way of like limiting himself. So he has a good morning post that's like, okay, I'm starting, this is the starting of my Twitter time. And then his good night post is like, I'm officially like turning the app off for the night and I'm not going to look at it. So like sometimes when I need a little pick me up, either in the morning or at night, I definitely like pull that out and read some of them. And that's been nice. I read some Sylvia Day, even though she's not a very happy writer, but I do really appreciate her poetry. I recently finished The Poet X by Elena. No, it's, I don't even think it's Elena. I'm wrong. But yeah, The Poet X, which is a really, really good book. The poetry in it is amazing, in my opinion. Like, I bought myself, if you're a DMV person, you may have heard of this place. And if you haven't, you should look it up. But like, in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, there's this little bakery shop called Baked and Wired. And they have this thing called a dirty chai cupcake. And the dirty chai cupcake is a vanilla cupcake with chai spices mixed into the batter. So it's like a spiced vanilla cake. And then with espresso icing. And then a chocolate-covered espresso bean on... a chocolate-covered coffee bean on top. And oh my god, it is heaven in my mouth. And it is worth the $4 I pay for it every time, okay? If somebody tells you to go to DC and try Georgetown cupcakes, don't listen to them. Go to Baked and Wired and you will have heaven on a plate. Their cookies are amazing, their cupcakes are amazing, everything they have is amazing, and I can die happy with it. Sorry, I just went on like a whole food thing. But yeah, like the idea, what I was saying, it's like around Asara, just like definitely like give yourself, like if you know what, if you want to have ice cream, go have ice cream. If you want to like eat a donut, go eat a donut. If you, that's not a good example, Miga. Where is your brain going on that one? My brain was like, if you want to go jump off a cliff. And I was like, that's not a positive place. That is not where we're supposed to be. I'm really stressed. I'm sorry. What I meant was, if you need to take a break from like people or social media, or like need to cut some toxic relations out of your life, that might be the time to do it. Who knows? But yeah, moving on. Next is up is Beltane, which is May 1st. So this is in the religious context when the maiden transitions to the mother figure. It is a festival of fire, celebration of love, sex, and reproduction. If they flag me for saying sex, I'm going to be mad, okay? Because we need to be sex positive. Anyways, sorry, I'm like very passionate about that. I'm like, don't. I hate it when people act like sex is a taboo topic. Like, you should be able to talk about it when you need to. You should know the physical anatomy of your body and of your genitals, because it's important. It's important to your physical health and, like, all these other things and opinions that I have. But we're not talking about that today. Yeah, it is the height of fertility. And this is where the goddess and god become a couple once again. Beltane is Celtic for bright fire, and it's an ancient festival, also marking the beginning of summer. So it's a very nice time. Personally, I haven't really done as much as I wanted to around Beltane. It's kind of been like the blip on my radar, because generally Beltane is also like a time where I get really, 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 really busy. So hopefully this year, with the fact that my schedule is a lot nicer, I will actually be able to like do things for the holidays. But a lot of these are more like I acknowledge them in theory and be like, here's what I would want to do, but I don't actually do anything. So I'm hoping to change that this year, you know? Ooh, sorry. Make progress. Why did I just apologize to my iPad on recording? Oh my goodness, I'm so tired. I'm sorry. I keep on saying I'm tired. You're just going to hear it all the time. It'll be okay. You'll be okay, I'll be okay, everything will be okay. I'm just stressed. But I really want to get an episode out. Moving on. Again. Take 542. Next on... I'm sorry. This is how I talk. This is literally how I talk to my friends. And they get all the weird noises I make. And they're actually like, Mika, why are you making these weird noises? And I'm like, this is what happens when I don't know how to use my mouth and how to use my tongue. Okay, next up is Letha, which is also known as the summer solstice, which is June 20th through 23rd. So this is the longest day of the year. It has the most amount of light. This is where the god and goddess are at their peak. It's a celebration of abundance, of sunlight and warmth, and time of ease and rest. And so, you know, Lethe is also around where, like, the school year ends. If you're in school, like, from, like, elementary to college, this is around the time where it ends, at least if you're in America. I know other places have different systems. And just, like, this is the start of where it starts to get hot and you're getting kind of lazy. So, like, you know, take a few breaks if you need to. Rest a little. Sorry. Weird side note. One thing I really want to do during Beltane is have, like, a cleansing fire. Because, like, I don't know. It's the height of fertility and it's, like, not in the sense of the fertility sense. Because I don't need that in my life right now. But, like, in the sense of, like, productivity in terms of that, like, you're growing something. Kind of fertile, not like literal child rearing fertile. I feel like it would also be like a really good time for like cleansing rituals, especially because it's a fire festival and you're celebrating like the height of like summer, which is where people like enjoy things and there's sunlight and it's bright and it's warm and you want to go outside. So I'm like, this would probably be a good time to do these kinds of things. I just whistled on audio. Okay, moving on. Next up is Lammas. We're going to go with Lammas, which is August 1st. So it signifies the beginning of the harvest season. This is where you give thanks for the abundance of the growing season. And Lammas is a contracted form that changed over time of Loafmas. Or, I'm going to say Lugnaza. I probably pronounced that wrong, so please don't at me. Oh snap, sorry, I just forgot to realize I forgot to tell my teacher I'm gonna be like leaving class halfway through because of something I have to do, a performance I have to do, which is awkward. Anyways, so yeah, beginning of the harvest season, so I feel like this is a really, really good time, so like for like going to the farmer's market, and if you're into cooking, like making something homemade, if you can't cook, if you're not good at like shopping for these kinds of things, maybe try like HelloFresh or go to like a restaurant that you know is gonna have like locally delivered foods kind of thing. So somewhere that's like special and more connected to the earth and like earthly things and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Next up is Mabon. Okay. I don't know how to say things. It's okay. Mabon. Which is the autumn equinox, which once again is like the where light and darkness are kind of equal. And that's September 20th to the 23rd. So that is the middle of the harvest season where the god is starting to kind of die off. And it's another time of balance and harmony, but focusing more on the growing darkness. So I think acknowledging this growing darkness is just, it's less like, it's less in the sense of like, oh, you want to be doom and gloom all the time. Like, if you want to be doom and gloom, great, good for you. But I think the darkness can also be like acknowledging the fact that like, acknowledging your more emotional side, acknowledging things that are dealing with like the moon and stuff, acknowledging things that you normally like some of your inner feelings or things that you're working through personally, and this is more like reflecting on yourself than a time for reflecting on yourself than a time for like reflecting outwards, you know, because like most people do all the things that are either like dangerous or really personal or whatever in the dark. You don't want to do that in the light where others can see you and such and such. So, like, I think, like, it's a good time to kind of, like, retreat, you know? Like, if you're an extrovert, that doesn't mean, like, stop hanging out with your friends. But in the sense of just, like, make sure to stay in tune with, like, what's happening with you. Okay, sorry. I'm, like, looking at a Facebook post I just saw where, like, someone shared it. God, I need to stop talking and getting distracted. But, yeah, I think it's a time for, like, retrospect and, like, looking back into yourself. And finally, last but not least, we have Samhain, also known as Halloween, or All Hallows Eve, which is October 31st. It's time to celebrate death. And, the cycle of life. It's when the god goes through his death, so to speak. It's when the harvest is complete and food is respected. It's the point in time where spiritual and material worlds are said to be the closest, and it's a good day for divination. My take on Samhain, personally, I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but one thing I really, really love and appreciate is Dia de los Muertos, which is Day of the Dead, which is a Mexican tradition around the same time. It's generally more leaning towards the September 1st, September 2nd kind of area rather than October 31st. I said September, right? Oof, wrong. November 1st, November 2nd rather than October 31st. But it's basically, instead of like grieving and feeling sadness, you're basically like celebrating the dead in the sense that you are celebrating the life they lived before and like acknowledging that they've moved on and kind of like hoping that you can like kind of visit with your relatives, so to speak, both like in mind, like remind yourself of the people you have loved and you've lost, if you don't believe in like the afterlife or in reincarnation or anything like that, and if you do believe in that, like maybe welcome back the spirits of your family, that kind of thing. First and foremost, my advice for dealing with Samhain: do not, whether you believe in it, whether you don't even believe in it, I don't care. If you are not qualified, do not mess with Ouija boards. Don't do it. I personally have mixed feelings on things like the paranormal and ghosts and such. That's a conversation for another day. But, like, I'm definitely of the opinion that, like, it's ambiguous enough and it's widely debated enough that I don't want to mess with it. So, if you ever meet me in real life, if you know me in real life, don't invite me to your dorm room or your room one night to just like, oh, lol, let's hang out and play on the Ouija board. No, I'm going to be leaving, I'm going to be cleansing space, and I'm not going to be back until like a week later. It's not going to happen. I refuse. I'm not going to do it. Because I think first and foremost, like, if spirits are real, even if you don't believe that they are real, it's still disrespectful. Because if they are real, then they're just going to be like, why are you trifling with this board? That's something that's really serious and just like being a whole pain. If you do believe the spirits are real, you don't want to mess with them. You don't know whether they're like, everyone that's a ghost is like happy-go-lucky and living their best life and they just wanted to like stay and watch over people. Some of them may be dark and ugly and nasty, and you don't need to invite that mess into your house, man. You don't need to. There's no need. What else was I saying? But yeah, just like, I don't know, kind of chill. Like, be present, be embrace the time of like the cycle of death and the cycle of life. So like, if you have any plants that died, like take the time for that. If you have any pets, any family members, take the time, acknowledge that it's a really good time for it. In the more like spiritual sense, not in the like go out and give candy kind of commercialized Halloween sense. But like, yeah, so that's also a date that I believe can be considered to be the beginning of the year for some people, in the sense that like, because it's like celebrating the cycle of death and the new life, it's like right before the actual start of new life, so it's another time that's thought about. But yeah, I think I covered them all. So just a reminder that technically the last one in the calendar year is Yule, which is the winter solstice, which is December 20th through 23rd. I think I did like a relatively good job. This is not like a comprehensive information about all the holidays. I'll do like specific podcasts about those as they come around. And maybe on like, at least I think for the first ones, I'll probably just do it like mostly informational. And maybe I'll do like a special ritual episode or so. And, yes, I am aware that this is supposed to be a tea and tarot week, but I figured since I loaded y'all with two of them last week, I'll just take this one to do something different, and then I'll go back to my, and then I'll do, a non-tarot related one next week, and then I'll go back to the pattern right after that. Actually, I may not, because I take it back. Next week is the one that's going to be the in-bulk episode, so, yeah, I'm going to go back to the pattern right after that and do another one on tarot. But, probably, it'll probably be a tarot spread related to Imbolc, honestly, if I'm being honest, but that's okay. Because none of you have submitted me questions. You can submit me questions. Please submit me questions. I want questions. I want to be able to do readings for other people. I'm not one of those people that's, like, really feels, like, connected with the whole, like, for lack of a better way to explain it, like, if you ever see those, some of those videos that they sometimes have on, like, YouTube, where it's like, oh, you pick a card, and then you skip to a certain part in the video, and it'll tell you what card you picked. Like, for me, I don't think that brings enough of a personal connection, and that's too far removed. And I do think you can do tarot readings digitally and, like, through the internet. Because I personally believe that you can still maintain just as much a connection as you can have in person. Like, yes, in person is special, and there's stuff that you can do in person that you can't do online. But I think that you can still, like, bridge that gap digitally to a certain extent. And so, like, I'd love to hear from you guys, like, just please just make sure it's worded in a way that I can actually do a reading for. I'd love, love, love to hear from you guys. Like, my email, you're going to hear it again later during my Connect With Me segment, which is basically where I tell you, like, how to get in touch with me. But, like, I just want to say it again before we get there, that it is, like, basically this podcast title at gmail.com, like, wiccantations@gmail.com. So please, 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 pretty please, please. Send me things. I want to do things for you guys. I want to connect to my listeners. Like, I want to say around, like, and I'm averaging around, like, 150 listens every week, which is amazing, which is fantastic. And I'm, like, I love the fact that there are people that are interested in hearing what I have to say. I love that people are, like, vested in my podcast. For whatever reason, my introduction episodes always get the most listens, and then it just kind of goes down there from there. But, like, 150 listens a week, like, there are 150 of you, roughly. This is, like, and this is, like, the average, so that means, like, there are, like, some weeks it's more, some weeks it's about here. Like, I think this is the lowest number I've had was around 150. So, like, there are at least 150 of you, either in the U.S. or around the world, that actually listen to me and listen to what I have to say and think there's something to it. You think there's something, there's some merit to what I want to say. And that's amazing, and I think that's the greatest thing ever, and I'm so happy about that. And, like, I really, really appreciate it, because, I don't know, as much as, like, I love my friends and stuff, and I love being able to connect with the people that I do, sometimes it's really hard to tell them certain things. And so, you know, you want to be able to, like, share your thoughts and share it with someone, but you can't always share it with the people around you, and that's kind of what's kicked off this podcast for me. So the fact that, like, so many of you are actually listening to what I say, I think is amazing. But yeah, I do want to say I love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to 36 minutes of me rambling my butt off. Sorry, I'm stressed. I will be, hopefully, probably not. I will be better next week, though. I promise. I will try to be better next week. I promise. But yeah, thank you guys again. Merry Met, Merry Part, and blessed be. Feel free to contact me by email at wiccantations@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at the handle wiccantations. That is spelled wiccantations. If you'd like to learn more about my opinion on these topics, please visit my blog. The link is in the bio. I am doing bi-monthly anonymous tarot readings. If you would like to submit a question, please email me, DM me, or contact me through my blog with anonymous tarot reading in the subject line. If you would like to guarantee a tarot reading by paying for one, feel free to contact me for more information.